AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It's going to be a white Christmas for the Northern Plains and some western states.
Some of the higher elevations of Southern California are actually under a winter storm warning, remains in effect until 3 a.m. on Sunday for portions of the Riverside County Mountains and San Diego County Mountains.
Ariel Cohen, a meteorologist at the Storm Prediction Center, says Southern California has gotten about 2 inches of snow in a mountainous region some 75 miles north of Los Angeles. In Arizona, parts of Interstate 40 and other highways in the state's high country were closed after winter weather hit, leading to multiple crashes. A winter storm warning was issued for much of northern Arizona for elevations above 6,000 feet. That warning in effect until early Sunday morning. A powerful typhoon is on its way to slam into the eastern Philippines on Christmas Day. Israel's prime minister is livid about the U.S. abstaining from a U.N. vote on West Bank settlements.
Israel's prime minister is accusing President Obama of a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the U.N. and says he's looking forward to working with his friend, President-elect Donald Trump. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel rejects the delusional U.N. resolution, which demanded an end to Israeli settlement building. It got the green light after the U.S. abstained from voting. Meanwhile, Trump says the decision by the U.N. to condemn Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem will make it much harder to negotiate peace. He tweeted, "The decision is too bad, but we will get it done anyway." I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A Russian Tu-154 aircraft with 91 people aboard, including a famed military band on its way to Syria, disappeared Sunday over the Black Sea shortly after takeoff from the resort town of Sochi. The Russian Defense Ministry in Moscow has just said search and rescue teams have found fragments of the plane that apparently crashed into the Black Sea. This is AP Radio News. Pilgrims and tourists gathered in Bethlehem on Christmas Day to celebrate the birth of Jesus. A choir sang during midnight mass at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. In this country, President-elect Donald Trump and his family attended a midnight mass at the Episcopal Church of Bethesda by the Sea in Palm Beach, Florida, where they are spending the holiday at their estate. Parishioners applauded as Trump and his family entered the church. Sri Lanka unveiled a towering Christmas tree. It is claimed to be the world record by 59 feet. The Sri Lankan tree is 238 feet tall. Here's hoping you have a Merry Christmas and a safe journey if you're on the road early today. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.